Dictation for Sharon, Sharon Travis, T as in today, R-A-V as in Victor, I-S, November 27, 44. Address as a letter to Terry Ball, B-A-L-L-D-O, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Ball, follow-up for Mrs. Travis, chronic kidney disease. Last visit November. No hospital emergency room, problems of insomnia. Takes Benadryl. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, changes in urination, no increase of dyspnea, no chest pain, palpitation, orthopnea, PND, review system negative. Dose of Farxiga was increased. I'm going to highlight potassium, HCTC with potassium sparing diuretics, Norvas, Losartan, a number of inhalers, present weight is stable, 149, blood pressure by nurse, 144.73, I check 120 over 40 on the left side. Lungs are clear without consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, gallo, minor carotid bruise, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, some acrocyanosis of the hands. Next paragraph, chemistry is in April, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline for a GFR of 35 stage 3B, minor decreased sodium, normal potassium, acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, minor increase of PTA, does not require treatment, mild degree of anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, blood pressure well controlled. Next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, presently is minor or normal. Next number, has not required any phosphorus binders. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require immediate vitamin D125. Other chemistries with the kidneys appears to be stable. Tolerating Farxiga without any urinary tract infection. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.